the president's toast at a state dinner in honor of the King and Queen of Afghanistan. From the state dining room of the White House, September 5th, 1963.
Gentlemen, I know that you all join me in expressing a very warm welcome to their majesties. This is their first visit to the United States, and it's the first visit of any King and Queen of Afghanistan to this country. I think the fact that they come here and that this visit is the first is symbolic of a good deal of change in their own country and a good deal of change in the United States. One of our guests here this evening, Ambassador Guggenheim, told me early this evening that when he went to Cuba as our ambassador in the administration of Herbert Hoover, that President Hoover said to him that the United States had two problems in foreign policy, Cuba and Mexico. We still have one of those problems, but we have a good many other matters which concern us. And I don't think that there is anything more remarkable than that this country, which lived a narrow isolation and a happy existence for so many years, should suddenly, in the short space of 25 years, become concerned with matters all around the globe, and that the security, independence, and well-being of the country which is led by His Majesty should be of such interest to the people of the United States, who live so far away, who are so removed by time and history, who perhaps know something of Afghanistan because of Alexander's March, or because of stories they may have read 30 years ago when they were growing up about life on the frontier. And now suddenly Afghanistan and the United States are linked by a common desire to maintain our national independence and freedom and the security and peace of our people. We're glad to have His Majesty here. The United States Constitution says that the president should serve no more than 8 years, both for his own and the country's well-being. And yet, His Majesty has led his country for 30 years, and he's still, in my terms at least, a relatively young man. That is an extraordinary record, and he has many, many more years of responsibility before him. That's a heavy burden if you look at the map and see where his country is located. And he has not only maintained the independence of his country and its sovereignty, but also within its own country. He has made significant progress for his people, for the rights of women, for the expansion of the government, for the improvement of agriculture. So I think that in welcoming His Majesty and Her Majesty to the United States, we have not only guests from far away, but also guests with whom we feel very close. So we're very proud to have them here, and I hope that all of you will join with me in expressing a warm welcome to them and our very best wishes for their very good health.